the other day, right? I was on HBO Max going through the movies. By the way, HBO Max does not have a lot of like good movies on there. Have you gone through all their like their movie selection?
No, not really. I've gone through a lot of like their original stuff and then like some of the TV shows they had, like Fresh Prince,
Big Bang. Like they have really good TV shows. Yeah. Their movie selection is kind of slacking. I think HBO, I think big movies, and like they don't have a lot of big movies. Anyways, I watched Signs for like the first time in a really long time. And it was super dope.
I haven't watched that in a long time, actually.
Yeah, it was like such a good movie. I was like, dang.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites.
It's like if you didn't know the movie and you watched it, you'd be like, man,
that's a good movie.
That twist.
Wait, there was a twist? I was gonna... spoiler alert. Did you guys watch the little...
Space launch?
Yeah, space launch the other day?
I saw. Mm. I didn't see it live.
Mm-mm. I heard about it.
Well, this makes this whole entire segment awkward. I'm just kidding. I watched it. Yeah, I was watching it.
You watched?
Yeah. I was watching it.
Multitasking?
Yeah, I was multitasking. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I had it on while I was making calls and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
That's really. I would like to see that, like in person, like near it. Of course, it can't be that close, but that would be cool.
I saw the first attempt live. Like, you know,
oh, right, uh-huh.
And it's crazy because they showed the live footage of the inside, and it was so, like, high-tech. They were just pressing a bunch of buttons. Like, those touch screens, not really, like, physical buttons anymore. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, that looks intense. Like, imagine having a soft reset something like that in
space. Like, hold the bottom of the meso and the nose. But, yeah, so it kind of got me thinking, like, you know, there's a lot of things out there that essentially I probably won't ever see in my lifetime. But that would be absolutely amazing to see. And that's one of them. To see, like, Earth from space. Like, you see pictures and videos. It almost seems unbelievable. Like, it seems fake, right? It's like, because I believe the world is flat. I'm just kidding. But, oh, okay. No, but, like, you know, it just looks like my mind can't comprehend that's what it looks like. You know, it looks absolutely amazing. So to see something like that would just blow me away. So do you guys have something that you would want to see or maybe have seen that, like, you know, kind of caught you off guard or that would be absolutely amazing? Sound effect. We're adding sound effects now into the podcast. I don't know if you guys know. We'll start with Jesus.
Oh. I don't know. I guess when, like, stuff we've already seen, I guess we went to New York and we went, our hotel was actually right next to the subway station. And we had always seen it in, like, different TV shows, movies, like, you know, the middle of that, like, subway station. You walk in and actually see it for the first time. You're like, man, see that clock, you know, the round clock in the middle. It's just really cool to see, like, and you're like, man, I'm actually here.
Whenever I went, were there a lot of people?
Yeah, there was a bunch of people, like, mining, like, they each had the mission to do whatever they needed to do. But it was, like, very efficient. Super crazy to see.
We were in the subway at one point because we went to New York too, right? We talked about that. And, you know, we all got our own little car to obviously ride it. And mine wouldn't work. And they were already on the other side. I kept scanning mine. It wouldn't work. So I had to, like, jump it. I was so scared.
That was one of my, like, fears every single time we swiped it. Because it's a plastic card. It's a paper card, actually. Uh-huh, it's not even, like, paper. A physical card. And we had to sometimes swipe it twice because it didn't read. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And there's people behind you, like, trying to get to their stuff. And you're like, oh, my God. Yeah, super intense. Or, like, getting into the subway before it closes.
Uh-huh. Luckily, when we went, it wasn't, like, too crazy busy. Like, I remember the subway being, like, where we had to, like, rush in, you know?
Well, we went, the first time we went in the subway was when the Pride Parade was happening. Oh. So, holy smokes, our first subway rides, and it was during Pride, like, packed subway rides. It was intense.
Yeah, that had to be
insane. That would be insane. But subway was so convenient.
It was crazy. It's like you... it's like you like ended up somewhere completely different, like so far
away, like such a short time. I don't know. I guess like I didn't imagine what it would be like, and then you do it, and it makes everything. I don't know. It was simpler than I thought. I don't know.
It's hard to explain. I was actually scared to ride it. I was even telling Brie, like, let's avoid the subways. But once we did it, we were like New Yorkers, like we gotta take the L train to 2nd Street and then come back.
Yeah. Patrick got really good at it.
Yeah, there was only one time I was completely lost, and I was like, I don't know where to go, guys. And Devin and Nate was like, where do we go? And I was like,
I don't know. Someone pick one, and then we'll get up, and we'll figure out where we're at. We'll
people
go from
are,
there.
Figure it out from there. People were hangry at that point.
Really. Yeah, probably, because there was a lot of times we were hangry.
I was just tired. Like, we walked multiple blocks to get to the subway. Just to get to the subway. It would take us, like, 12 blocks to get to the subway. So, all right, we're at the subway. Now we need to get off and go to another subway.
We went on one super nice subway. Remember the one that we were, like, towards the end? It was, like, air-conditioned. Like, they had electronic signs. Uh-huh. It was one that was super nice. I was like, oh, is this New York or, like, Japan?
Remember when you fell asleep, you passed out?
I fell asleep a couple times at Subway, on the Subway.
It was, like, weirdly, like, comforting to just fall asleep and, like, while it's, like, moving.
It explains why they're, like, not overweight. They're all pretty not overweight at all. They're in shape, like,
walking,
because
walking,
they walk everywhere. Walk.
That's crazy. The only time we didn't take it is we watched Spider-Man there. And it was super late when the movie was out, and I was like, I'm not taking Subway. I've seen too many movies. Like, like that. I'm fine. We took an Uber.
I've seen the Ninja Turtles save way too many people from that, guys.
I had like a slice of pizza ready.
Right, what about you, Devin?
I'll be in another place that we went was Grand Canyon. I think the Grand Canyon, it literally took my breath away because, you know, it's just places that we've been to, that you just see on TV, just thinking to myself, like, man, like, I want to go there one day, or it just, I don't know, it's just great. I remember we were like, close your eyes, so like, hold on, close your eyes, and open them, it was like, whoo.
So I feel like Patrick made us have the same experience because he made us close our eyes.
Yeah.
So he like told us, close your eyes, walk forward.
I wouldn't trust
so
it.
Devin peeked, and I was like, Devin, you're peeking. Quit peeking. I was like, there's a guardrail. There's nothing you can do. I'm not going to push
Devin
you over.
Devin had the same experience because that's what I say too. Like, if I had the most breathtaking moment, it was that, because the sun was like going down. Mm-hmm. It was like cloudy. It almost looked like what I would picture, like a glimpse of heaven would be. Mm-hmm. And you look, and it's just like massive and open, and the colors, and it was beautiful. Yeah. And I think we had the same thing the moment. And Patrick had already peeked and saw it. And it's so weird because when you go, you just see trees, and all of a sudden it's right there. It's like,
That was the crazy part. We drove like 45 minutes from where we thought, and I kept picturing like you would see it off in the distance. Like, you don't. Like, you don't see it. No. You're driving, you drive through a little town, all of a sudden there's trees everywhere. You park, and then you get out, and you're walking all these trails, and you're like, where is this thing? And then we take a couple steps up, you look over, and there it is. Yeah. And it's just crazy. You go from like not seeing this to like that's all you see. So that was that was crazy.
But what was also crazy is like there was a lot of animals just walking around the parking lot. Like, what was it? Was it a moose?
So scared of anything.
What? Me?
Yeah.
I was scared of the mountain lion. Before we went, like, we're at the hotel. It's like, all right, we're going to plan a which trail we're going to take. And so, like, all right, we're going to take this one. I was like, does it have a mountain lion?
So what's like, super funny about the animal thing, right, is because we got there, we wanted to see the sunrise. So we get there, and it's, like, pitch dark, right? And so we're running to get to the spot we're wanting to like, you know, film stuff at. We get there, watch the sunrise, and we're like, okay, let's go eat breakfast. And we walk away, and that's when you see all the animals. So I told Devin, I was like, imagine, like, we ran past all these animals, like, in the dark and, like, didn't even notice.
But thankfully, I believe those animals are pretty used to people.
Yeah, used to everybody.
So they're like, just
something that, like, I would always want to see or be a part of is, we recently started watching Big Bang Theory, right? Oh, yeah. And, like, comedy shows or TV shows like that, when they have their first sit down to read the script, right? They have their
table reads.
I think that would be such a cool thing to be a part of, to like hear how people kind of prepare for that, what they're doing in the middle of that. Like, do they just read it all the way through, or are they like, wait, you know what, I should do it like this? Oh, wait, you know what, I should do? Are they laughing at their own jokes that they have? I would love to like be a little fly on the wall and see that little process. I just think that would be incredible.
Okay, B Productions.
So today's episode.
There's actually a YouTube video of the Big Bang Theory, the last table reading that they have, last episode, and like it's super intense. Sheldon, I can't remember the name of the actor. The guy that plays Sheldon stands up and reads his speech at the end, and they're all like crying. The writers, the director, everyone's losing it, crying.
Yeah. The Office had the last table read too. It's on YouTube too. And just seeing the whole process of, you know, the producer read the script and everyone's sitting down like normal looking, you know, but they're just all reading.
Because I've seen like the one from That 70 Show, which is where I guess I got the idea, because I've seen That 70 Show's last table reading, and same thing, like they're crying as they're going through the episode. I just think it'd be really cool to see that. that process.
I know, it's the producer in you. So you want me to say another one of mine? Okay, well, of course, one of mine was the Grand Canyon, but I know this is weird. Well, let me say one that's not weird first, so I won't be judged. Okay, yeah. So this is something that probably a lot of people have, but I want to see the Northern Lights. Like, that's a dream of mine, like, someday to be able to see the Northern Lights. And they say, like, it's randomly happens, so it's really, really going to be a chance that you take to go at the right time, and if you get lucky, you may see it. But that would be like a dream. That is like a dream. And then I would like to be... So I don't want to be there, but I wish I could just see it. It would like when the dinosaurs were here. And so as a big, huge dinosaur is making an imprint on the ground in the mud, I want to just see that in front of me happen.
Be terrifying.
That would be, it's crazy, and we talked about this kind of a long time ago on one of the first episodes about dinosaurs, but because you know you see that they're so massive, like my mind again has this hard time. If you know, they say there's trees everywhere, how, if you know, these dinosaurs are so big, why are they just not knocking over all trees? And you know, when they're fighting, and is the world just loud, like is all you hear all day is then what sounds they make? Because you know, they say like Hollywood, you know, they don't actually roar.
Yeah.
But like every animal makes a sound, like even alligators make that weird like little like
roar. Yeah.
So like these are massive, so they have to make some kind of sound, so all that stuff would be crazy to see.
I think it's because when I was little, and I don't know where, it's somewhere here in Texas, I think. At least I think my parents took me in, and we got to see some place where they have all these footprints of like dinosaurs, and they're huge, and they have them like boxed out. Mm. Who knows? It's been like years. I was probably little, but you can see like the huge footprints, how big they are, and that
it puts it in perspective. Like you said about the trees, when we were in California and San Francisco, we, you know, driving over there, you know, obviously they have huge, like huge tall trees, like. And that's probably to them like was like normal, like and to you, like you see these trunks, like you see these like oh my gosh, like huge trees, like unimaginable. It's crazy.
That's what I want to see.
Crazy.
Like in San Francisco, is that where?
Yeah, we were driving from where were we driving to? San Jose. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was like winding roads. It was like the best drive. Like it was a long drive, but it was just like boom, like yeah, it was awesome. There's trees literally everywhere. It's crazy.
Isn't super there dope. A tree that you could like drive through? Like, they have it, like, carved out? No, isn't it a thing? Okay, guys, I'm going to Google this. Continue.
I think I've already said this, you know, self-driving cars. I'm just waiting for that, man. I'm just waiting for that self-driving cars.
It's going to be, and me and Nate were talking about this yesterday, and, like, technology in general, like, in the next, you know, 100 years, where that would be and what that would look like, and what things that, because there's things, like, for example, I just read the other day that they basically made lamb organs inside a laboratory, like, they grew them, basically, and so that's a step closer to be able to possibly be able to make human organs so we don't need donors anymore. So, like, there's stuff that you can see that's a possibility in the future, but things that to me seem unimaginable to be able to see, you know, come to life and be able to see those, you know, in real life would be super cool.
Right.
I found it. It's in California. I told you.
Oh.
Like, it's a thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've seen it. I'm not crazy.
She's like, suckers.
So I have another one that's kind of weird. I want to be around where, like, when Bruce Lee, like, I would like to see when he does all his tricks with the one that he does with
nunchucks.
That one. That would be so cool just to be there watching him just do that. He was amazing.
It was crazy about Bruce Lee is because, you know, everything he put his talent into, because, you know, he was really big into movies too. He would direct and write his own movies and obviously choreograph a lot of them. And, you know, the amount of people he taught and what he kind of did for his sport specifically. And it kind of, and he has this famous like 1-inch punch that supposedly would, like, you know, can knock people dad back, but they only really have that one video. Or to see him fight in general. There's only like one video of him in existence that shows him fighting. And so it would have been cool to kind of see him actually, because they say that he's been into like lots and lots of fights and he never lost.
And how would, so it'd how, be crazy do you to know how that. Small he is? Like what size he is?
He's a pretty like super thin guy, but it's because he's just super lean.
Yeah.
So like, I bet he's like only like a buck 50, I bet.
Probably less. Yeah. No, probably maybe some muscle.
He's kind of lanky, so I would assume he's kind of tall.
Like a welterweight.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't you like to go to see, like, follow LeBron inside the gym after a game?
I think looking at it and thinking about something I would want to see would be just your favorite sports team winning a championship live. I think that would be super dope.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, actually. Mm-hmm.
Just see the celebration and everyone kind of losing their mind would be super cool. Because I've obviously been to a couple sporting events, and one of the ones I could think of was the Cavs and Spurs when Kyrie hits the game-tying three with no time left. And to think that on like a larger scale, like in a finals game or something like that, would be cool.
Well, that's it's cool because you know that they're trying their best at all times in those games. Uh-huh. Like, they're literally in it to win it. If not, they're going home. Bruce Lee is 5'8".
5'8".
That's
crazy.
So he's 5'8".
Tall
and
shorter than me.
Shorter
than me.
Taller than me.
Fits in the group.
He could be right here with us. He fit just right in.
But yeah. That would be cool. I've never been to a basketball game. I think that would be super cool. And especially, I can imagine, like, a championship game would be insane.
Yeah.
Even, like you win the game. If you win this game, you win the championship. Those types of games are insane. I would imagine.
Yeah, because you would feel like the tension at the beginning of it and how like insane it would be against two rivals.
Like, after watching, you know, the Jordan documentary, like, putting that into perspective, like, holy smokes, like, it's just funny to, like, think that Jordan's, like, if you walked up to him and not say hi, he's like, I took that personal.
me and Devin were talking about that on our way over here, is, like, how some people just have that, like, beast mentality. And it's crazy because you see that mostly like in sports, right? And the people who dominate their sports, like the Mike Tyson, the Michael Jordan, the like Kobe, you have these guys who like they just have this mentality that they like switch on, and it's like they're not human anymore. And it's crazy how some people just like have that lion inside of them that releases.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think his work ethic. Like, he wouldn't want you to win at anything. Like, if we're doing something, he's gonna be better than you. Like, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Super crazy. Yeah, like, you could be his best friend, but nah. It doesn't matter. You could be probably his mom. So, like, no, you're not going to win.
Another thing that I would like to see, or I guess more, like, taste, is I would like to have a meal cooked by Gordon Ramsay, just because I, like, watch a lot of Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see him watch him, like, cook it and then taste it and to see exactly how much it is. That would be disappointing. It's funny because you say that because, like, the other day I was watching one and he made a... I don't remember exactly what it was, but some of it had to do with scrambled eggs. And I saw him making scrambled eggs, and I thought to myself, I do not like my scrambled eggs like that. He likes them really watery.
Yeah, runny.
Right? Yeah. And so I looked at him like, I probably wouldn't like that, but so that would be kind of disappointing. I'd be like, it's bloody raw.
Of course, like, most people want to go to Paris.
Yeah, that's see the Eiffel great. Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing.
Egypt things.
Me, like, maybe the Olympics. I think, you know, when you go to Olympics, you're witnessing history. So, I think that would be really
cool. That and, like, different cultures all in one place. Yeah. Super cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't feel out of place because there's literally, like, no one there that's, you know, there's so many types
everywhere
of people
from
there.
The world.
Oh, and Patrick said, like, that island. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I want to see an island. That's good. There's that island that, you know, people haven't been on, you know, people haven't visited them as a tribe in, like, centuries. And if you get close to them, yeah, they throw, like, arrows and spears at you. So no one's communicated with them in such a long time. I would like to be, again, like, a little fly on the wall and see not necessarily how they live because, you know, they're so behind. You know, there's obviously other tribes that probably live like them. But what they believe, what do they think when people are attempting to come to them? Like, when they see helicopters, what are their thoughts? What religion, if any, are they believing? What are they teaching,
like,
each other?
And I told them, what if they have, like, protectors all the way around that have the, you know, the spear that they shoot at people? For the reason so that they can keep them controlled and they never know about.
Yeah, because you would have to think that somebody on that island's want to leave, right?
Like, that one of them would want to escape.
They, like, have to have a Moana on there
somewhere. Yeah, I was going
to
say Moana. Moana.
But they just keep them quiet and they're just like, nah.
I just
want to
throw a care package at them and let the waves, like, you know, like on, what do we watch? Wilson?
That would
Castaway.
So the package gets there and it could be like a cell phone and, you know.
Like, no service.
That would,
like,
destroy
give
them.
What would they do with it?
A gun.
That was dark.
Well, yeah. So that'd be cool too. And to go back to, like, Egypt thing, I would like to see them A, see it, period, and B, see it how it was when it first started. Because there's so many, like, theories of, like, how it actually looked, like, what color it was. They think it was, like, a super shiny silver color, or some people think it was multiple colors. And it would have been awesome to see it right then and there after it was built, what it looked like. That would be super
cool. How they did it?
How they did it. Yeah, especially how they did it. Like, how long it took.
Yeah. Like, lifetimes.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, forever. Like, whoever started that definitely and did not see it finish.
No.
Yeah, and why? Yeah, there's so many.
Aren't pyramids like essentially tombs for?
Is that what they were?
Gods, like, yeah, you bury, like,
it's like you bury them.
Wait, in them,
like, the tall ones, and you go inside.
Or like when they found that, what did they find underneath the ground? And it was like just like an army full of like statues. They had like hundreds of of built statues, and there it was an army. It was actual, like, basically like somebody carved out a real army, and they found it underground in like a tomb. And it's like, oh, like hundreds of real life size statues, and, you know, to see like why they did that and what was their plan and, you know, what was there before. And it's crazy.
It's like a decoy. The enemy people were like, man, look at all those people.
Or I told Nate too, like the old, when they used to battle with swords and armor, and, you know, like, that's,
see that.
Yeah, that's like, take place. Like almost like a fantasy world. Like,
what do you think about it? I can't see that. I can't see people like me and you. Us, like, ching, ching, like, I can't even picture that. Like, can you picture that? Like, I can't even picture it. And I guess, like, it's when you watch that sport, the knighting sport.
Uh-huh.
They do it. But I guess I've never seen it, so I can't even picture
it. Like, see it to, like, the death. Like,
uh-huh.
Like you, would battle one person, may take, like, 30 minutes.
when you
kill someone, then you're like, gotta do it again.
Like, when you see the night, remember when we went to eat dinner at that night place? Uh-huh. Like, I can't picture that. It's just weird.
Like, time before guns?
Fencing. Yeah. That's what the sport is called.
Yeah. But what do they do when they all get together? It's called the... Because they have those today, right? Where you can actually go and participate in one of those. It's called...
Jousting?
No, not that one. It's called... I gotta look it up. Hold on, to be continued.
Like sword stuff? Like
sword fighting? LARP?
It's LARPing.
LARPing.
Oh, LARPing. Live action role play.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's like fake. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's fake.
Oh, my God. They're role playing.
They're not killing each other. But they have like these giant like groups of people get like together bumps. And they like LARP. Battles. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they battle and they die and there's like a storyline. Oh,
I don't know if I can just see that. That's
I'm down.
Too.
I'm down. Going down.
I'm actually down.
They make those for like Star Wars too. Like, I don't know if you've seen them like professional like fighting with the sword and stuff. Super intense.
Lightsabers.
Super crazy.
In real life?
Like, yeah, I don't know if they choreographed it themselves, but it looks amazing. Like, it's crazy.
Or going off the movie I watched, Signs, we talked about yesterday too. I would like to see one day, essentially, if humans last forever, right? And we're not talking about like an end of the world type deal, but eventually one day we're going to be able to communicate with something,
right?
I would love to see that first communication.
Mm.
What's it sound like?
No.
What do they look like? How did we react? Who talked to who first?
Shoot, that would be...
Not me. Like, I don't
anything
want to be
and everything you've ever thought would change. Yeah.
Especially because I guess, you know, you could look at it as like, if they talk to us first and, you know, we're scared because they're more involved than us. But what if it was the other way around and we talk to them first?
And we're more involved than
them. Yeah, so Patrick, now we're seeing these.
We thought about a theory, and I don't know if this is a thing, but what about if the aliens are us in the future?
Yeah, so I saw this theory on Facebook the other day that what if the UFO is a time machine? And it's shooting down humans from the future.
Mm. And then it goes into like time travelers being within us.
So like those are humans. Like, let's say something's happened to our planet. You know, maybe we've destroyed our planet. So, you know, our skin has to change and so on and so forth. So what we are seeing
to that
is humans, but
the future
and evolving.
They're UFOs or time machines.
That's creepy. And I
just
like
saw that on Facebook the other day. And I was like,
you get it? Like, it's us, but it's weird. They're teleporting. It's the future. They're the future. And evolution has made us look like that.
I'm so lost. So, are you saying I'm an alien? Like, what's going on?
Not you. As a species. We're saying you as a species.
Yeah.
So, us humans here, we're evolving, and that's what we'll eventually look like as an alien.
Ew.
So, like, what the aliens that people see, you know, how people say they've you know, seen aliens... They're actually humans from the exact same planet we're on, Earth, but, you know, thousands and thousands of years in the future that have developed time machine came back in time where we are currently. Like your great 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 child.
Okay.
That's him.
He's alien.
Yeah, he's an alien.
Us as a species evolve.
Devon the 22nd is the alien.
Because think about it, like we don't need our appendix, right? Essentially.
Correct.
The body doesn't need an appendix anymore. And like evolved to not need that.
On Signs, they make a really good point. He, like, the dad asked the kid, he was like, hey, are they supposed to be big or small? And the kid's like, well, they think they'll be smaller because as we evolve, we become smarter. So physically, we won't need to be able to be tough and big anymore. And so, like, yeah, let's see what we look. And Nay said, at that point, we'll be speaking telepathically. We'll evolve to want to speak with our minds.
It's not the wildest thing I've heard today.